I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
As we've covered here before, Congress has a very narrow and very interesting opportunity at the start of a new term to make some changes, to do things a little bit different that might improve their credibility, might increase trust from the American people. And I get it. I know it can be super enticing to score political points, especially with the Republicans coming in. They may want to score some points against the Biden administration. There's also a host of other things that Republicans probably could and should do to actually improve the way the House functions while still providing that absolutely crucial oversight to the executive branch. That's part of the job. We get that. Really thrilled to have joining us on the program again, Ryan Williamson, as a governance fellow at R Street. He researches and writes on issues related to election reform and administration, as well as governance, such as legislative procedure and capacity. And this is an interview I wish we could just pipe into every congressional office in the House of Representatives. And Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's dive into these. You had a great piece, Five Things Republicans Should Do with the New Majority. And let's start with what I think the job is supposed to be, as enticing as the political point scoring can be, is actually focusing on the legislative process. How could they improve that?
Well, you know, a couple of ways. One, they could open up the legislative process. In recent years, we've seen speakers from both parties kind of rule with an iron fist, you know, kind of hammer out things behind closed doors and tell rank and file members, you know, you can vote up or down, and that's the only say you have in it. But that's not how it has to be. You know, that's not how it should be. You can allow, you know, kind of all members to have a say in the process, to be able to influence policy and get them invested in these policy areas and in the institution as a whole, so that Congress is kind of doing what it should be doing and creating good outcomes. And, you know, to your point about scoring political points, as tempting as it may be to engage in culture war, engage in the culture war, or just create these sound bites that, you know, play well on cable TV, you can conduct meaningful oversight. You know, one of the most important functions of Congress is to serve as a check on the executive branch, especially as, you know, presidents more and more rely on things like executive orders when trying to move policy. So this new Republican majority has a really good opportunity to rein in the executive, kind of check the worst excesses of the Biden administration. And instead of, you know, engaging in political theater, think about things like reining in record inflation and, you know, dealing with this massive amount of spending we've seen over the last 2 years.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Yeah, so important. And just opening up that legislative process, you nailed it in terms of how it has been happening. It's really it's been the four-person authority of McConnell, McCarthy, Schumer, and Pelosi have really done most of the legislating behind closed doors, and then they drop it on the floor with no time for anyone to legislate or do anything. And I think that's such an important part. And one of the other things that you had suggested for Republicans that goes on a similar line and I think is vastly underreported is that the House should continue to work on the Modernization Committee. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Modernization Committee has done a lot of really good work. They've made over 200 recommendations, and the committee itself is designed to improve Congress, make Congress work better, not to advantage one party over the other, but to kind of improve Congress for all of us, to better represent the citizenry, which is what the House is supposed to do, and make sure that the legislative process is efficient and effective. And you know, whether or not the select committee is kept intact or maybe moved into a subcommittee under House administration, it's doing important work that, you know, Republicans should continue to champion.
Yeah, so vital to do that. That efficiency, the effectiveness, the transparency are also vital. You also had another recommendation that I thought was probably one that most people aren't really thinking about, and that is the abuse of proxy voting and why it's so important to actually be in the room, to be in the chamber. Why is that so important?
Right. So, you know, the proxy voting was put in place to combat the pandemic so that Congress could continue to function while, you know, people could maintain their health. But that's not how it's been treated. People are simply just not showing up to work. And that makes it really hard to actually engage in legislating. So just physically being present in the chamber allows members to develop relationships between each other, collaborate on policy, you know, kind of create new ideas, you know, maybe win over their colleagues to their side, or maybe change their mind to one of their other colleagues' side. And also just react swiftly to the changes in the political environment. You know, the House is supposed to be the most responsive, but it's hard to be responsive when you're not in the chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is that interesting thing. We've been talking about Aristotle's position and focus on political life in a free society should be a humanizing arena. So that arena inside the chamber, when you're in there together, there is something humanizing about that that causes different conversations. It gets rid of a lot of the pejorative and the performative politics and actually gets us to better policy discussions. And that is absolutely where we've got to get. Some great advice. I hope every member of Congress is listening today. If not, we'll send it to them. Brian Williamson, governance fellow at the R Street Institute. And again, appreciate your perspective. I think you've got it spot on in terms of what the new Congress, the 118th Congress, should begin doing starting in January. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Those are crucial things. They're simple things that the Republican leadership could enact immediately that would transform the way things are getting done, improve transparency and efficiency, and actually let it be the people's house. Once again, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Don't go anywhere. Big hour number two coming up next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.